Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Shay Connon, CEO of 3D Biotissues, and Jeff Baker, non-executive director of BSF Enterprise. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Kevin. Hi, guys.
So I just saw the company announce a successful evaluation of the flagship product CityMix, patented non-toxic culture media supplement that acts as a cell booster in the production of cultivated meat. 3D Biotissues has also identified biotech companies and life science companies and academia as key target markets, with appropriate sales channels identified for each market. Tell us more about this evaluation process, please, and what it means for the company, Shay.
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Phil. It's a really important step as we move forward with CityMix product. Obviously, we've known through conversations and market research that there's a massive need for a reduction in costs of media. Even recently, the Good Food Institute gave out a report showing that the cost of media, as far as they're aware, are going to remain up to 80% of the operating costs of production of meat for the next 10 to 15 years. And interestingly, when they modeled different bioreactor sizes and designs, those didn't really impact the numbers, and it was all to do with the media. So, of course, they didn't factor in CityMix into that report. And if they had, it would have brought those costs down significantly. So we know that there's a massive need. We know that the companies are desperate for finding ways that are safe and effective in reducing those media costs. So then we followed that up then with those companies with the opportunity for them to try it and work with it in their own hands, laboratories in their own companies. And it's been a very positive exercise.
So of all the people that have tried it, how what sort of feedback have you been having?
Well, the feedback has been extremely positive. They are noticing reductions in cost of or reductions in the amount of growth factors that they are using. All of the companies are using different types of media and different growth factor concentrations in there, but all of those components are all expensive. And of course, the way CityMix works, it's not just tied into one particular growth factor or another, it works across any soluble factor. So it's been great that all these companies are finding positive uses for it, reducing the amount of their expensive components when they're adding CityMix into their studies.
Very good. And you said that you have doubled the size of the laboratories now there in Newcastle?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, to facilitate production of the CityMix to meet the expected demand over the next 6 months or so, we've doubled the size of the laboratory space to 2,500 foot approximately. That allows us then to have control premises for manufacture and the packaging, etc., of the CityMix products ready to be shipped out.
So with that size of laboratory now, what sort of level of production do you think you can go up to on a monthly basis?
We're going to be going to about 2,500 litres of the CityMix per year. This is, of course, a concentrate. So the final volume of media is many times greater than that, which is a benefit, of course, because it reduces the amount of cost of production. Basically, we're not producing a complete media. It's a concentrate that can be added. This is very much fits in line with where the cultured meat companies are, the majority of them, where they're looking at kind of 1,000-liter bioreactors or something like that, whilst they themselves scale up into these even larger bioreactors. So it certainly fits the demand at the moment. But of course, we know those customers' bioreactors, they're planning a much larger ones, and they're already broken ground on the production of those much larger bioreactors. So at that point, then, we will look at different models for the production of the CityMix, whether that's via a CMO, for example.
So how much dilution would it take? Is it a factor of 50, 100, 20? I know you can't give me an exact because it's different for everybody maybe, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, 20 times, 50 times is between there, yeah.
Okay. And this is going to be profitable for you to produce this much? How much is CityMix sold for?
That's not public knowledge. But we do obviously share that with the customers entering into the testing phase, and they're all very happy with the scaled price structure we've presented to them.
Okay. So you don't feel that you're going to have a problem selling this 2,500 to the customers you already have? Because in the RNS, you talked also about other types of customers, like the biotech companies, etc.
Yep. It's enough to meet the predicted demand over the next 6 months, 12 months. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. I wanted to ask you, Jeff, a straight question, because people have been asking us, what about the need for finance in the company?
The company's always in need of money, and as it grows, it's going to have revenue coming in, as Shay was indicating, certainly from CityMix, and other licensing arrangements that we have for lab-grown leather, and also our Etzel, which is the skin cream. But they're still a ways off. But as a company that's growing, that's initially was an IP and R&D company, we do need money. We don't need a lot of money at the moment, and we're not going to raise a lot of money. If we're going to raise it, it'll probably be a private placement. That could be in the next, this half of the year in 2023. A large public raising would probably not take place until next year.
Okay, that's interesting and good that people have that answer then. So in terms of you needing to raise huge amounts, because I presume you can only go on your 20% that you're allowed to raise anyway, so that's not going to be a significant raise or significant dilution, and it probably will come from private investors who are already invested, is what you're saying?
Well, existing shareholders want to get in, but we're looking to look at some strategic investors and investors that are willing to get behind the company, even when it does do a more significant raise next year.
Okay, very interesting.
So what are the next steps then, gentlemen? So obviously you've evaluated the CityMix, and you've also identified a couple of new areas, as you mentioned, the biotech companies and then the life sciences and the academia. So what's the next steps for the company looking forward?
In what time frame, Phil?
Well, just as a roadmap for the next, you know, in the near future, yeah. Really, I guess.
Tomorrow, Shay, that's what the market tomorrow, wants yeah. to know. Tomorrow, what's happening tomorrow? No one is joking. I suppose between now and when we taste this meat as a public exposure, which will be, I think, in April, from what you've said. So maybe what's likely to happen in the next few weeks?
Well, we will be pushing hard on deals with the CityMix to the cell culture, or pushing hard on closing those deals, rather, with the cell culture community. But at the same time, obviously working with distributors in other parts of the world for the indirect sales. So getting more distributors online is another priority for us. Other than that, there's still, as you know, the culturing of the showcase meat and development work in the lab-grown leather.
Okay, it's all exciting times. So the building out of a distribution network for CityMix is obviously something that's going to happen over the next period of time. And once it's taken up, I mean, do you see that CityMix has the potential to be a world leader? Does it have an advantage over the rest of the competition? Because, you know, from what you said, one, it's cheaper; two, no animals have had any death involved when you're producing this stuff. So, yep. You know, does it have first mover advantage in that case in terms of the marketplace?
Yes, it does. It's not, there isn't really any direct competition for it. Its lasting strength is going to be the fact that it's used at the end of the development process, if you like. So there's lots of people looking at purification of growth. So we're talking about growth factors in the expensive part of media. So there's different growth factors being produced in different ways on different purification steps. And all of those will bring down the cost. But also each of those can then be combined with CityMix to bring the cost down further by the same relative amount. So it doesn't matter what technologies happen upstream in terms of development, in terms of biotech development in growth factor production or growth factor alternatives or whatever, we will always then be able to reduce that final price.
So just so people understand then, so the CityMix really is something that's going to boost the growth factors throughout the process, no matter what they put in place in terms of trying to make the meat grow faster or bigger or whatever. The CityMix is going to help that and encourage it to do it in a quicker way. Is that Is that fair to say that?
Well, that's it does do that. But what I was referring to, what I'm trying to make clear, is that there's different. What CityMix does is it allows people to use less growth factors, which are an expensive component. Up to 90% of the cost of media is growth factors. But at the same time, there's lots of people looking at other ways of reducing the cost of growth factors. But those are typically changing the growth factors themselves, changing the way that you produce those growth factors to bring down the manufacturing costs of growth factors. However, at that point, so say they've halved the cost of growth factors. At that point, we can then further reduce the cost of those growth factors in exactly the same way by adding the city mix. So it's always going to reduce the cost of the overall media by, you know, 10 times or whatever, 20 times or whatever. Doesn't matter what technology comes along that makes those initial growth factors cheaper. We're always going to end up making the whole thing cheaper.
Yeah, because fundamentally, this has got to be the will this whole process succeed or fail is going to be the economic factors behind it. You know, somebody producing the meat on not necessarily a mass scale, but a much greater scale. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I think the current system is that to scale up is where significant savings occur for the production of the cultured meat, for sure. So, you know, some of the companies are looking at huge, you know, thousands of litre bioreactors to get to that point. That seems to be where the business is going.
And then our company's going to come along and want to then take your IP, if you like, of the meat and how it's grown and use that in those bioreactors. That's how you're going to make an economic assessment out of this for the company.
Yeah, that's a different offering. So we're not talking about CityMix now. We're talking about the 100% lab-grown meat, the scaffold-free technology that uses cells to generate all of the meat. That's a longer-term prospect. But it will win out in the end. We're confident about that. Meat and tissues in general are largely not cells. They're something else. It's something called extracellular matrix. So when you're creating meat, it's mostly extracellular matrix and not cells. So where the current approach is of creating cells to make meat, that's not really meat. That's a component of meat, where our technology is creating all the components of meat. So you end up with meat, not cells and something else. So we're fully convinced the technology and the producers will have to change from their current approach. And it's when that happens, different new players coming in are likely to take this approach over existing approaches, for example.
Very good. Well, I'm hoping that you've we're hoping to attend the showcase event at I believe in London sometime in potentially in April, as Kev alluded to earlier. I'm hoping that the mixture's been put into the cell bank and the cells have entered the tissue bioreactor and everything's ready in place. Shay.
Yep, it's all going according to plan. Yeah.
Excellent. Absolutely. Jeff Baker and Shay Conlon, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, guys.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.